Welcome to this week's Tales of the Whales, and what a week we've had.
Well, that was very good. I was I'm having a cup of tea and recovering from the week, and I said, you start it, and usually you say, oh, no, I can't. You did it perfectly.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Daisy, could you not lick? Sorry. Licking your foot.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we have had a week, haven't we? I was moved, and I was
honoured.
Very honoured, and anyway, all those sort of adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To get the MBE. Although, having seen some of the trolls, apparently I'm a such and such a bastard for promoting the empire and various other things.
To be actually truthful, I don't think they're adjectives. I think they're verbs.
Are they verbs?
I think so. I think they're more like doing words rather than describing words.
Yeah, we have this because I am really badly educated, and Lady W is extremely well educated. So we are teaching me now a little bit late in life, but there we are.
You teach me things too. So
we won't go into that in this.
Talking about your MBE day, I mean, it was such an amazing day. It was the best day, wasn't it? And mainly that is thanks to your dear friend, Charlie.
Charlie Mullins has been so generous and so amazing.
I mean, the day was so special. He lent us both of his cars for the day. So when we actually drove into Windsor Castle in Charlie's Bentley, I did actually feel like the Queen.
You looked like the Queen.
It was amazing. It was just so wonderful. It just made it so special. So we can't thank Charlie enough, really, can we?
No, I don't think we'll ever be able to thank him enough. And I think quite often, one of the things that bugs me about, in a way, our kind of clinging on to this kind of, if anybody is successful, they must have done it illegally, or they must, you know, have had help from the... nobody seems to... There's somebody driving a Bentley. I'd love to have a Bentley. I couldn't even afford a car now, I don't think. But I just... People just look down. Not everybody, obviously, but people say, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
There's no sort of saying, oh, they've done well. Good luck to them.
No, that's the kind of attitude it should be. But let's not dwell on it.
It was an amazing day.
We were so uplifted by the whole day, weren't we? We had the wonderful... We stayed the night before in a lovely, lovely hotel so that we could be just chill and calm and not have to worry about actually driving all the way to Windsor in the morning.
Mm.
And that worked really well because you are quite poorly. And so...
Oh, no. Oh, for goodness sake, don't say that. I didn't know.
With a bit of room service breakfast at 10 o'clock. And then you literally slept for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I woke you up at just after 12 to say, like, okay, I think you might like to get dressed to go to the castle. But that sleep, I think, really helped. So you managed... It was amazing how you did manage the whole day, the investiture. And then we went to that lovely party.
Yeah, it was. And then the day after, I don't remember.
You did sleep all of the next day. Oh, and thank you to Rara for our lovely... Putting it up at the Ritz that night. I mean, what a perfect end to a perfect day.
It was. And people say, oh, yeah, well... Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't really think, you know, too much of it, I must admit. In going, I thought it would be really nice and all the verbs you used. Yes. But I didn't realise how amazing it would actually be.
No, and we were... I mean, the weather was...
And the people...
It was sunny when it wasn't meant to be.
At the castle, the staff were so lovely.
Yes, that lovely Lady Denise.
Mm.
You must give her a mention on your show tonight.
Yeah, I must. You must remind me.
Because she said she'll be watching.
Yeah, but, I mean, the castle staff were, of which Denise is one of them, just so friendly and so... And they done a load of us in the morning. Well, load of us, a lot of people in the morning. And then I had the privilege of being the very last person.
Unfortunately, it was done alphabetically, which is a bit annoying.
Well, it wasn't annoying, but...
No, it wasn't.
It was... It was a long walk round the castle.
But you managed it. You did it. Yeah, you didn't even fall over.
No, I know you were worried. I was falling.
You even at the end went down some stairs. I was like, oh, and she said, would you like to go in the lift? And I was like, yes. And you were like, no, I'm going to do the stairs. And you did.
I was on a bit of a high. I was after, and then when you get there, because I wasn't nervous or anything like that. I mean, I'm excited and having a good day, and my brother and Ruth were there.
Mm. I mean, also, we should say thank you to Andre and Andy the driver, as he is now known, because they made it sort of seamless and organised all the transporty side of things, which meant that we didn't have to worry about any of that.
And now Andre and Chuck thinking of becoming professional party planners. That's what I noticed.
That's quite funny. And I think Andy probably really enjoyed it as well, because he did get to drive the Bentley into Windsor Castle. So
that's
a really nice experience
and
for all of us.
He didn't eat a burger while he was there.
he
had to wait for hours.
Take away McDonald's on the way to Windsor Castle.
But it was...
he even said that he did have a coffee, but he did drank it while he was standing by the petrol pump because he didn't want to drink it in Charlie's car in case he spilled it.
Yeah. Actually, the funny story was we get there and there's about 7-8 cars being stopped before going in, searched by the very armed and very excellent-looking police men and women. But when they came, they had to look in the bonnet.
Under the bonnet,
the bonnet, that's right, yeah. And nobody knew how to open them.
Well, Andy did, because he'd been to Buckingham Palace before, so he knew the procedure. So he had looked it up in the handbook the night before.
Oh, right.
But the other driver, because your brother went in Charlie's Rolls Royce.
Yes.
And honestly, it was just so exciting to be in the motorcade.
Yeah.
The driver of that one, he went like, I don't know how to open the bonnet. I don't need to open the bonnet. It's a Rolls Royce.
They did manage it. That was great. And it was a great day. When we got to the presentation part, you walked around a long way, actually, around about 8 or 9 rooms, and you're in a queue. And before you get to do that, you're sitting in various rooms waiting.
But you can admire all the beautiful furniture and paintings and things while you're doing it.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to move that there, right. I got really nervous when the door, you and Keith and Ruth were sent one way.
Well, that was just before when you just dropped the pin that she's meant to hang it on.
Okay.
Just before we go into the room to see Princess Anne, you start fiddling with your jacket and that hits the floor. And I had to try and pick it up without my hat falling off. But we got it back on in time.
Yeah. And then you have to go to the middle of the room while Princess Anne is doing the middle bit to somebody else.
We did a quick check of your braces to make sure your trousers weren't going to hit the floor.
And then I went to the lady standing in the middle of the floor, and there are guards, in resplendent uniforms standing around to attention, and it's all it's just amazing, like suddenly being in the middle of a movie. And the woman is saying to me, no, you're not nervous, are you? And I'm thinking, well, the more you say that, probably I'm so. She said, do you know what you have to do? And I said, no. She said, you have to walk over to the princess, who will be on your left. Yeah. And I'm dyslexic. Left and right are really bad for me, but
to walk backwards for her to be on your right, though.
Yeah. But so obviously just had to walk over, turn round, bow and walk to her. But the woman giving me the instructions made it sound so complicated. I thought, oh, for goodness sake. Then I had the MBE pinned on, and Princess Anne chatted, which I don't think it is good to talk about what she chatted. But she was lovely. And the woman said before, the princess will say a few words to you, and when she's finished, she'll put her hand out. You shake her hand. You walk back a couple of paces, 3 I think it was, and bow again, turn to the right and walk out. So I'm thinking about all of this while the princess is talking to me. I'm responding, and I'm suddenly thinking, I talk a lot. So is she? But she kept on talking. So it seemed like a long time. And then we talked about something to do with cancer, and she put out a hand, I shook her hand, and then in my head I'm going, right, backwards.
I think you were talking a little longer than most people, because because the official gentleman that I was standing beside, after a while, he went, oh, they are having quite a chat, aren't they?
Oh, sorry, Your Majesty, Your Highness. I thought, do I call
her
Your
Majesty? She wasn't standing there with her hand out for ages trying to make you go away, so don't worry.
Oh, okay. And that was it. And then you did the bit about, no, we need to get a lift for James. He can't sit. Oh, I can do the stairs.
Yeah, and you did.
Yeah.
Did some photographs.
And then in the bash that they threw for me in the evening, which was just the most amazing thing.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charles. I think I'll call you Charles from now on, Charlie.
That was the other funny thing, driving around Windsor in a lovely car with a Charlie registration.
Yeah.
People kept taking photographs. I think they thought it was the King.
Yeah. But and then also thanks to Tom, my... Professor Tom, my oncologist, who came.
He did. He did a very moving little few words.
Who, got everybody unexpectedly.
Crying. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Because, I don't look ill. And the reality is that this chemo I'm on at the moment is
I think you can tell there's something wrong when you're fine standing still, sitting still, but when you try and walk around, you can tell there is a problem.
Mm.
You fell down the stairs at the Ritz. You got halfway up at the front stairs and he was teetering a bit. So, oh Lord.
Yeah, but you can't, you have cancer. There are things that I've forgotten. That's what we normally talk about, cancer. But we haven't done that much today. But,
well, I think that's been a lovely thing. It's been a joyous week and we haven't really had to think about cancer too much.
No, the problem I have with it now is one of the side effects of the chemo is you can hear Daisy is cleaning her legs.
Well, we've just been for a walk, so.
Oh, right.
Anyway, what you were going to say about your swollen tongue?
Yeah, it's one of the side effects of the chemo. And there are lots of side effects on all kinds of chemo as well. And you're lucky sometimes they don't affect you. There's a 1% each chance of dying just from taking this chemo, isn't there?
There is a slight chance. I don't know the actual percentage, but hopefully remote.
Yeah, and I'm going to go through it until we have the next scan.
Which is in June.
But the tongue, oh, golly.
And also you can't taste anything.
Well, I can taste some things. And some days I can taste things and other days I can't.
It does mean going out for dinner and stuff isn't as much fun.
Well, we can't go out for dinner anymore. God.
Why?
What?
Apart from the fact that your tongue's sore.
Well, the price of the photographs taken at the palace for a start.
You can just have some soup.
Yeah. I mean, there are drawbacks and things and you get... Getting tired is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, you slept all Wednesday morning, luckily, and then Thursday you slept the whole day.
When we got home, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
But I
had to go over and check if you were still breathing because you were just conked out on the sofa.
Yeah. You have to laugh at these things, don't you? It's so, but I'm so, the fact that you look after me and everything is amazing. And for those people who do care for people with cancer, it must be such a difficult... I you bring me up a cup of tea, I should have got up and come downstairs by now, but Saturday, of course, we do the podcast from the bed.
Yeah.
People keep wanting to know if they can be guests. No, you can't.
I suppose there's room to sit at the end there.
God, it was only a few months ago we had sort of five of us on the bed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very sad.
But Daisy and I have started going for walks because it's helping my leg get better.
Yeah.
And where I couldn't really manage three of them for walking because I did try a couple of times, but it was a disaster.
You fell over in the middle of the floor.
Tangled up in all the leads and fell over crossing the road. So
in front of a white van.
It was parked. It was okay, but that's what was worse because it was embarrassing. But so now we can go for walks. So we've been for a nice brisk walk in the very fresh air this morning.
Yeah, roll on summer.
Yeah.
That's what
I say. It looks lovely and sunny, but it's, I think, about 5 degrees. I got very cold ears.
Oh, golly. So anyway, well, we had a great week. I'm still a bit knackered, I must admit. I'm working tonight.
You are?
Looking forward to that. And I just want to thank everybody for making it. But most of all, I want to thank you, because without you, it wouldn't be happening.
Oh, that's very lovely. Yeah, there's lots of people to thank, but it was an amazing, amazing day. A real memory made, something to treasure.
Yeah, yeah. So you never know, whatever situation you are in life, what is around the corner, you know, and having been diagnosed with terminal stage 4,
Heathrow
Airport cancer, nearly 5 years ago now, I, you know, I'm very, very, very lucky.
You are. And the other thing we're lucky is having such lovely friends.
Yeah.
I think having good friends is something to treasure.
Yeah. And you know, the do on Wednesday night, people I hadn't seen. The only thing that was, I hadn't got time. Every time I sort of tried to walk to see somebody, somebody else came. It was, so I apologise if I didn't say hello.
Yeah, there's lots of people you didn't get to talk to. And also, you didn't get to eat much, because every time you tried to eat something, somebody came and spoke to you.
Yes.
which was a shame, because the food was really lovely.
Which was good anyway. But listen, whoever... No.
I'm sorry, there's a magpie.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, right. Enough. We have to say goodbye now at the end of the podcast.
You just ruined the whole podcast.
No, she's appeared in it. People probably don't think there's a dog here.
Then they now know there is.
Have a great weekend. And if you've got hospital appointments this week, make it a day, or make it, try and do something special if you can around it as well, which is what we try
even
to do.
Even if it's just a drive-through McDonald's on the way home, which is actually
I love a drive-through quite, McDonald's.
Quite fun. And we certainly know that Andy the driver likes a Big Mac.
And can eat one faster than anyone else.
His reputation preceded him.
Yeah. See you guys. Listen, don't forget, whichever cancer you are dealing with, there will be a charity probably, there'll be a website, there'll be people who can help. Because sometimes it is difficult to get someone to talk to straight away in a hospital or a doctor's and everything else. But there are ways of getting someone.
Yeah, that Macmillan online community is invaluable, really.
Yeah.
You can get advice from people who've been going through the same thing. There are nurses and people you can talk to on there. So it's a really good resource.
Do you know, the good thing about doing a podcast rather than being broadcasting live is you can carry on until you want.
we've already said goodbye about twice, haven't we?
We'll go. A bacon sandwich awaits.
I'm on my way.
On what?
On my way to make you a bacon
sandwich. Oh, sorry, I thought, and my way. And I thought, why are you playing Frank Sinatra?
No, I'm on my way to the kitchen. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.